I want to just follow up on the weather and talk about the bushfire risk over this weekend. I'm joined on the line now by Ben Shepherd from the Rural Fire Service in New South Wales. Thanks for joining us, Ben. You must be worried with temperatures climbing inland in New South Wales well over 40 over the weekend.
Yeah, look, Chris, we are quite lucky, though, in some aspects that we're not seeing the conditions that they're expecting through South Australia and Victoria, but by no means is it are good from a fire aspect, because we are going to see large areas of very high fire danger, and that could deteriorate a little bit further on Sunday, especially around Sydney and the Greater Hunter. But at this stage, no bans. But look, yeah, it's still very, very hot, and all that is tending to do is also just bake western parts of the state, which will start to make that more fire prone, especially in the weeks ahead.
So not too much wind forecast over the weekend. Is that what is keeping the fire risk down?
Yeah, look, and we were fortunate in some of these areas where we have seen some sporadic rain as well. So it's that little bit less the wind speed, a little bit of that recent rain that's combining, but also just the fuel loads, especially in the western parts of the state, that are just at least in some areas keeping the fire danger around that high level. But the whole coastal range, basically really stretching from the border up to Sydney and then into the northwest, is expecting to have very high fire danger. So it's still basically nothing just to dismiss. We're still asking everyone to remain vigilant. Please ensure that you've got your plans and your property prepared.
Speaking of plans, I noticed driving across country, South Australia and Victoria over the last weekend, that a lot of country towns now have signs up pointing to a safe refuge place, a bushfire refuge location, a place for people in that town to go to as a place of last resort for safety in bushfires. Do we have those refuges across New South Wales and Queensland as well?
Yeah, look, across New South Wales, we definitely have places identified as a neighbourhood safer place. Now, all you need to do is jump on the Rural Fire Service website and you can go to an area which identifies those. And that will be a mixture of things like halls. It can be ovals as well, but they have to meet certain thresholds. And by that, I mean, they have to ensure that if people were going there, that they wouldn't be exposed to high levels of radiant heat during a fire event. But sometimes as well, you may have to drive some distance to get to those, so they may not actually suit your plan. So that's why sometimes it may be identifying even a neighbour's place or a location that's a little bit closer that you can use as your, what we call your plan B.
So good. And the key thing, Ben, to think about this before the bushfire. Have a plan in your head ready to use when there is a bushfire.
Yeah, spot on, Chris. And what we tend to see, though, is people try and make these decisions at the last minute, or they do that whole wait and see. I'm not sure, you know, will the fire reach us? It doesn't look like it's heading this way. And that's when people make silly decisions and then they try and flee at the last minute because they don't want to be here. So today, tonight, you need to sit down and discuss with your family or your household, or even if you're away camping at the moment as well, what are we going to do in the next 48 hours or for the rest of this actual fire season? What are we going to do in the event that a fire threatens? And make sure everybody knows the plan. So that way, you're not trying to make those decisions at the last minute.
Thanks very much for joining us, Ben. Really appreciate it. And good luck to you and all your volunteers and professionals over the weekend.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for your time.
Ben Shepherd there from the New South Wales Rural Fire Service.